Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down.
Are we back, Hugh? Mike B.
We're the best friends.
That felt pretty good, though, man. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous because it didn't look as consistent as it needed to, but they looked pretty good yesterday.
Well, they did. All right, welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a holiday week, and we get to celebrate today for a few reasons. Number one, let's start first and foremost, the Philadelphia Eagles. Our back-to-back NFC
back-to-back.
And, you know, Hugh, it's not easy to go back-to-back.
It ain't easy to go back-to-back.
There's a lot. We got a lot to unpack today. We don't have, obviously, a normal week here, so we're going to cram a lot in today. Your reaction at all, 215-592-9494. Merrill joins us an hour from now. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. But the game on Saturday, an Eagles victory. First half was choppy, but the second half, they really imposed their will. They knocked Mariota out of the game. The run game got going. I thought the Jalen Hurts touchdown pass to Goddard really ended the game. They won the game on that play, and then the Cooper DeJean interception.
Cool.
But, Hugh, look, there's the game itself. Jordan Davis was awesome. Jalen played another really good game. Saquon, I thought that was his best game all year. Impactful catches from AJ, all that. But the big picture, Hugh, is the Eagles became the first team to clinch a division this season, and they are the first team since Hugh Douglas was in the locker room on the field to win back-to-back NFC East championships. It is a day to be proud here. It's a heck of a run, Hugh, by the Eagles, back-to-back NFC East champs.
Yeah, man, that's something to be proud of, but just this team is they're poised to do something greater, man. I remember back when we did it, you know, we were wishing that we were in the position that Jalen's in. Jalen's won a Super Bowl. Now he's got back-to-back NFC championship, NFC East champions, and now they're trying to get to another Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think, you know, he's been under fire the last couple of weeks. I think that his resilience has shown through. I think that the way that they played, they found their formula. You know, run the ball. Like, they found the run, the 21 cut touches for 132 yards. You got Tank Bigsby.
There we go. Now we're off and rolling.
Yeah, but the bottom line is this. Yep. You got the running game going, and that's the formula for this time of year. If you run the ball well, December and January, you got a good chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what I've seen the last couple of weeks, and we can all acknowledge they haven't played good teams, right? The Commanders are not good this year. The Raiders are terrible. But what I've seen the last couple of weeks gives me the most hope I've had for them in a while, because I think they found their formula, right? Their defense, even without Jalen Carter, has played excellent football. They're getting such good play up front. Jordan Davis, I mean, my goodness gracious, forget just a one-year, you know, fifth-year option by Howie. Give that guy a new contract, and he looks like a Pro Bowl right now. He has begun to look like the guy that was a first-round pick all those years ago. But the defense is playing at a super high level. They're running the football. They are not taking sacks. They're getting to the quarterback. It's starting to look like, and I know all these teams that we're going to talk about are good in their own way, but if you tell me right now that the standings hold the way they are, and the one seed and the two seed are the Seahawks and the Bears, I'm starting to get excited. For the first time all year, I see the path for this particular team this year to go do some damage in the month of January. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I want to give you one more reason, though, to be proud of the Eagles, besides just the NFC East thing, which is it's such a weird thing, right, that no one won this division in back-to-back years. The Eagles have been the best team primarily in that 21-year stretch, but just so happened to be not back-to-back division champs. That is awesome. They checked that box. But Hugh, you know what else they could do?
What's that?
Well, this actually, in some ways, this is even more impressive to me. The Eagles right now are the only team that won a division last year that is in first place right now. They might be the only team in the NFL this season to win their division in back-to-back years. Look at the other division right now. Who's leading them? New England in front of the AFC East. That was typically Buffalo's division. Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North. That last year obviously was won by the Ravens. Jacksonville leading the AFC South. That last year was won by the Texans. Denver atop the AFC West. We know the Chiefs had won that for years. In the NFC North, it's the Bears. Last year was the Lions. In the NFC South, it's the Panthers. Last year and for the last few years, it's been the Bucks. And then in the NFC West, right now it's Seattle. It had been the Rams last year. Hugh, and if everything holds, if the standings hold the way they are right now for the next 2 weeks, the Eagles are going to be the only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years. That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is, and it just shows you to the level of excellence that the Eagles have, you know, set for themselves.
And how hard it is to keep doing it.
Yeah, man, because you talk about the NFL, the one thing that they wanted when I came to the league and I used to hear a lot about was parity.
Yep.
And that's why free agency became such a big deal, so much so now that you have dudes being traded during the season. That was unheard of back in the day, 20-some years ago.
That was a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying, when I played NFL. But that's what it used to be.
Yep.
So now that you have parity and you have these championships and these division titles switching hands all the time, the level of consistency that the Eagles have been able to display over the five seasons that Jalen has been here. Been to the playoffs every year he's been here.
Yep, and if you just go to the last two, I mean, again, they're poised to be the only team to win their division last year and this year. I mean, just think about that for a second. Usually there's three or four teams that repeat as division champs, and there's some turnover every year, but they're going to be the only one, and this isn't locked in yet. Things could change a little bit in the next 2 weeks, but right now, they're the only team from last year to win their division, and the only team of those teams that is in first place right now. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Let's react. Let's celebrate what they've done. Let's look ahead to what's coming up here. Next 2 weeks and then the postseason, we know the Eagles will be in as the NFC's champions. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game on Saturday, talking about the accomplishment of winning the East in back-to-back years.
You've got some guys who won multiple or many division titles, but then you've got some guys who are winning the division title for the first time.
Yeah, it's always good when the guys experience that. You know, the guys that haven't won one experience it for the first time. It's always a gratifying thing. But excitement, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do this. Obviously, in this division, we've seen, you know, the data says, you know, it's hard to repeat as winners in this division. We're happy about that. We'll celebrate it. We've got a lot to clean up. And then, you know, we got a lot more goals on our mind.
All right, Sirianni talking about the accomplishment here. Jalen Hurts as well after the game Saturday night.
They're rare times. So something that we all need to soak in and relish in this moment right now and take it a day at a time as we always have. But keep the main thing the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. That's what we've done for 5 years since everybody's collectively been here. It's been my approach since I've been an Eagle. And I think as a team, you know, just the caliber of guys that we've been able to get with the mentality that, you know, where they come from and their backgrounds. And defensively, the vibe that they have and that continuity that they have and everything kind of coming together. We just want to continue to improve.
Well, they have. In the last 2 weeks, they're playing good football, and now they go to Buffalo.
Being all reflective and taking in the moment.
5 years?
Yeah, look at that.
He's never like
right
that.
There. Mm. Not like that. Not like that. Like, that was a little different. That was a little bit more reflective.
Well, he gets to say, he and the other guys, right, that they get accomplished something that a lot of great Eagles players and teams in the last 21 years have not, which is winning this division in back-to-back years. All right, Hugh, you starting to think the S word again? Or SB words again? Yeah.
He's like, S word?
Well, it was two words. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
Not that one. Is your mind back on the Super Bowl
run? I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I've seen a path yesterday of how this team can get it done. Because I'm not going to lie, before this game, and I know it's the Commodores. Mm-hmm. I know who it is.
Yeah, they stink.
But I saw some continuity as far as some of the things that they want to do offensively. I saw a quarterback that looked real decisive in where he wanted to go with the football. I think the last couple of weeks, if you're being honest with yourself, one of the knocks on Jalen is that he looked like he held the football too long for a lot of the stuff, and it looked like he didn't know where he wanted to go. This week, in the last couple of weeks, it's looked like he's been more decisive. Even in that L.A. game against the Chargers, he looked like he his decision-making was a lot quicker. And the bottom line is the running game has gotten going.
Well, I see a formula now. I think they've found their way of playing football again. And you call it identity or whatever. They found something again. And it's working. And I want them to do it again on Sunday in Buffalo and bring this thing into the postseason. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Let's react to the win. Let's celebrate this team winning back-to-back division titles. And again, could be the only team in the NFL to win their division last year and this year. And now we look forward to the postseason. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning?
One back-to-back down. One more back-to-back to go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's hard to go back-to-back.
I mean, that was the most I've felt like the 2024 Eagles finishing up a game. That felt like a way that the 2024 Eagles would win. With Saquon sort of closing it out and be just sort of wearing you down.
Tough running, man. Tough running he did yesterday.
Like, and, man, it was close. I know everyone was frustrated in the first half. If we remember back to last season, that happened a lot.
Yeah.
Like, first halves were tight. We couldn't score in the first quarter, like, ever. It was, you know, it was a little bit of a slog, but they wore you down because they were tougher. They were physical. Jalen was doing his thing. The defense playing really well, swarming everybody. And Saquon closing it out. Like, that was a 2024 Eagles win. And, man, it's got to feel so good for them, if you're them, saying, like, you know, that's a little bit of a weight lifted off your shoulders. They just accomplished something together as a team again. And now they saw a few go through. They beat up on a couple bad teams. The confidence is coming back. And, like, we've talked all season about how there's not, like, one team that stood out from the rest of the pack. I think that almost benefits the Eagles because they have that pedigree. They have that experience. Like, this is the kind of year that a team could go back-to-back because they've been there, done that before. So it's the best I felt all season, I think, in terms of, like, wow, you know, what the heck? Maybe they can do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I felt this good. It maybe September. I mean, like, you think about they did win some good games in November, right? The Detroit game and Green Bay game were good wins, but their offense was really bad those nights. Their defense and that carried them. I thought they got both elements on this past Saturday. Their defense was suffocating. I mean, and obviously when Mariota got knocked out, it's a third-string quarterback at that point. But their defense was awesome on Saturday. And the offense, it did the job. I mean, it really did. The passing game was good. It wasn't perfect, but it was good. And I thought Jalen made a lot of those kind of 9 to 14-yard passes. A lot of those to AJ kept moving the chains. And I thought his throw to Goddard in the front corner of the end zone was one of his best plays of the season. Being pressured, kind of moving up, but looking to throw, boom, touchdown. I thought that sequence, and then the next drive was where Cooper got the interception. The game was over there. I was like, oh, they got this. Let's go win the division. 215-592-9494. Let's react together as the Eagles are NFC East champions. Will in the Northeast up first. Hey, Will.
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Will,
what up,
good morning.
We feeling great, baby. You know what I saw? I saw a great team effort, man. I saw everybody doing their job. No matter what happened in the beginning, we knew how we had to finish. And that's what I saw, that everybody was keyed in on. This is what I want to say, man. Like, this team right now, without a doubt, when y'all play together, man, and y'all actually fight and actually, like, is on one accord, communicating and not allowing no team to dictate our destiny, and we dictating everything from here on out. Man, listen, can't nobody stop us, man. And like I say, man, what I like to see, what I keep saying is, if you in full attack mode, right? Whether you the hunted or the hunter, right? When you in full attack mode, you oppose a threat. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we was, man. We posed a threat. We kept attacking on offense and defense, and that's all I want to keep seeing, man. And like I said, man, as long as we keep this mentality and play together, man, and this is what it's all coming down to, everybody doing their job, from the coaches to the players, man. Everybody is chimed in, doing their job, and knowing what it takes to win, man, and not giving up, man, and also staying focused. No matter how the game is going, whether we fumbling and drumbling in the beginning of the game, but guess what? We always know how to finish. I know. I'm a little you know, hyped right
it's
now.
It's Monday. I get it. Yeah, it's early.
I love what I saw, man. And like I said, what I saw Saturday was a great team effort, man. Not solo. It was a team effort. And as long as we keep playing as a team, ain't nobody stopping us. Yeah, we repeat it right here. And like you said, Kyle, there's another repeat to go. And guess what? We still checking the list off. Buffalo, you next. And guess what? We going all the way. Because guess what, baby? We back.
Let's see how much longer we go.
We do this before it happens. Because once you win, you all in. And that's what this team is.
Adam Cook.
We all in, baby. We got a destiny to a dynasty to fulfill. And we want to do it. Ain't nobody stopping us but us. And we see that. We show the strategy, and we want to keep doing it. Every team that we meet up with, we want to defeat. Because we are the defending champions. We know what it takes to win. And the only way we win is a team effort. E-A-E-L-E-S. Let's go, baby. We on the battlefield. We battle testing. And we take on anybody. Let's go, easy.
Let's go, Will.
Love you, man. Appreciate
it. Way to go,
it.
Will. Even though Kyle set you up.
No.
Yeah, I did.
And Kyle set him up.
I wanted to see how much longer he could go.
Yeah, I know.
Not that much longer.
He gave us a lot of emotion before the music hit. And then you could tell at the end. I mean, listen.
Stamina was running.
It's Monday morning. I mean, everyone's, you know, you're kind of grinding through it on Monday morning. But we appreciate Will and his energy and his passion. And I agree with a lot of what he said there. Look, the team the last couple weeks had a chance to reassert themselves and kind of calm everything down, and here they have. I mean, there's a lot to like the last 2 weeks. It's not just about that they won. I mean, we thought they'd win, right? And most people thought they'd beat the Raiders at Commanders. It's the way they look. It's the way they played on both sides. I see an identity now. They've gotten back to running the football, and everything kind of goes off of that. And I give Jalen credit because 2 weeks in a row, he's played well. And look, Saturday wasn't perfect. You know, the first half, they only scored 7 points, right? They had the missed field goals, all that nonsense. I thought Jalen missed AJ by the sideline on a play he should make, but he bounced back. And when they needed some plays, he made. And again, that got her touchdown, right? They're pushed back with the penalties. It's third and what, 14, or third and goal in the 14?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm thinking this is probably a field goal, right? That's hard to get in from the 14-yard line on a third and goal. And he's pressured, and he runs up, and he sees Goddard. That was his best play of the day.
Yeah, like you said, like we said a few weeks ago, man, pressure either makes coal or makes diamonds. And I think that the last couple of weeks, Jalen has heard, whether or not he wants to admit that, he's heard the sentiment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Missing some folks, and he's played better. I think the biggest thing to me is that he's making quicker decisions. He's seeing the field a lot better. And for whatever reason that is, he's getting the ball out of his hands. And the running game has been something where we've stayed more committed to the running game. I think that's one of the most important things. We got the runners. This is the time of year, man, where you saw it, even with the Commodores. They came out and they played hard in the first half, but when we started running the ball, you started seeing guys making business decisions.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking about, oh, you know what, the season's almost over. You know, why if you want to go to Japan for the holidays and
Japan,
I can't go.
Japan?
Well, I'm making
I know. I didn't know if that's a big thing.
In my head.
Okay, I got you.
You know, and she want to go, and I can't go if I'm on the IR. You know what I mean? I can't go if I got to nurse this injury. So, yeah, guys start pulling up a little bit. Because that one run Saquon had – shouldn't have made it to the end zone.
Ooh, but he did. Ooh.
But he did.
Looked like last year, Saquon.
But he did. And that looked great, man. It was that run right there was the one where he's like, yeah, they're running the ball well at this time.
No, it's the best they've run. And one thing that has come up now, I think it's been more than a few weeks. You can go back to when they were losing games. Their sack differential has become really good. I mean, early in the year it was not. They were taking a good amount of sacks, and they weren't getting many. They're now getting to the quarterback on defense, even without Jalen Carter in there, and Jalen's not taking sacks. It's been, of all the things of Jalen's game up and down this year, it's been the thing that has improved. He's not taking many sacks, and that's a huge thing for the offense. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Shout out to Jake Elliott for taking some of the media pressure off of Jalen.
You know what? That's a good teammate right there, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Sometimes you got to take one for the team. I appreciate it.
They talking about cutting Jake now.
I don't know what's going on with Elliott. I'm just going to go with maybe he's got some kind of injury and Nick's holding him back or, you know, protecting him. I don't know. I don't really care. Hopefully we don't need him because that formula that they did yesterday and the week before, that's what we did last year and that's what got us to the Super Bowl and got us to win the Super Bowl.
Well, you're right. And I think all year we've been wondering why they haven't gone back to it. Can they find it? Do they want to be different? But, Jeff, it feels like they've found it again at the right time. And these were two good opponents to do it to, but keep going. I mean, like, get that run game revved up because if they have that and this defense plays like this, they're going to be in a lot. They're going to be in every game.
When you look at the stat sheet, you see Jalen throwing 25 passes, 26 passes, and completing like 18 to 20 of them. That's a good day, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do. I mean, you know, you have to do what – it doesn't have to look pretty. We don't need a guy throwing 300 yards a game. That's not what's won for us. Yeah, he's done it before, but that's not the way they win. So I'm totally fine by the formulas that they have right now. Some of these guys want all these stats and all that, and I don't know. He's not that guy.
Well,
I'm fine with it.
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. Jeff, good phone call, man, as always. Can he be that guy on occasion? Sure. And we've seen it a few times. But I don't think that's the way the Eagles want to play. And I don't think it's their best path to winning a Super Bowl. I mean, I think they know that. If you're listening to the TV broadcast on Saturday, I mean, Greg Olsen must have said 10 times, the Eagles really don't want Jalen to throw that much. And he wasn't saying it in a negative way. You could read into it what you want. But he was saying this is the way they want to play.
Well, it all depends. Because it feels to me like saying that. I mean, we see it. We all know where Jalen's wheelhouse is.
And it's worked for them.
But it feels to me when he's saying like that, it is a little, you know, he's trying to say where the sweet spot is for the Eagles.
Yeah, but I guess we could just face it as reality, right? Like that's
I mean, that's the sweet spot.
They're better that way.
That's the sweet spot. It's one of those things where I think we get enamored in where you know, what the stat line looked like for the quarterback. Because other night, what was it, between the two of them, Stafford and Darnold, it was like 1,000 yards or something, close to 1,000 yards throwing the football. And, you know, there are going to be games where that is needed. But when you talk about this Eagles formula, defense is going to keep you in the game.
Man,
somebody said it. Somebody said it the other night. The other day when we were doing this, they said, "Do you think that either one of those teams is going to score 30
against the Eagles?"
Against the Eagles, and you know, to be fair, probably not. But it's going to be a slog if we're playing like if you got a team that's throwing the ball over the schoolyard and we're trying to be methodical. Then that time of possession thing becomes a huge factor.
Possessions become a huge factor.
Yeah, so that's what you kind of worry about. But the way that they're winning, man, especially this time of year, that's the kind of the formula. When you look at all the teams that make it deep in the playoffs, they usually have some strong running games around this time of year.
Yeah, you need it. 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles are division champs, back-to-back years. It is a day to be proud of them. They also could be the first team or only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years across the league. Nobody that won it last year is in first place right now except the Eagles who have clinched. Are you letting yourself think about the Super Bowl again? All right, we're doing a whole week's worth of shows today, so we'll talk about everything with you as we do the day after every win, or now 2 days after every win. We'll let you hear the montage, how it sounded on WIP. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Guys, we talk about doing special Hey! We talk about doing special Winning the division is doing special right? Winning the division is doing special Nobody's repeated in this division for 20 years, right? Y'all should be proud of that, right? You don't do special unless you got the men in this room, the talent that we have, and that we play with great detail, and that we do that together, all right? And we got a lot more to go. We got a long way to go. Enjoy it now, and then we're back to work. We got a lot to be thankful for.
A lot more to go, says the head coach. Including a couple words we can't let you hear there on the radio, but we appreciate it.
Potty mouth.
He's excited.
Yeah,
special bleep. You.
Relax, Nick.
Yeah, does he know we're going to air those? I don't think he cares.
He didn't care.
That's all right. We appreciate that. And it's a day to be proud. I mean, two back-to-back division titles in this division.
Back-to-back.
It is hard. And again, I'm actually kind of rooting for it now. I think it'd be really cool if they're the only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years. Every other division is either going to or likely to have a different winner between now and the end of the season. And the Eagles, the first division winner to clinch. All right, let's look forward and talk about what they've done. 215-592-9494. You will hear the montage coming up in a few minutes. How it sounded Saturday evening right here on WIP. Steve in Chestnut Hill is up with us. Hey, Steve.
Hey, listen, I'm a little bit confused here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he forgot one little fact when he was talking about being proud of all this. You know, he also be proud that the other teams in the league suck.
In the division, you should
in
say?
In the conference, yeah. Be proud of that. You know, come on. By the way, this seems to be yesterday's game. I heard listen to you a few minutes ago, and you were saying exactly the same thing I did yesterday when I called in. This team beat nobody. And what I saw yesterday was a problem. Three quarters they played and they were losing. Mariota goes out, and then who's this guy, Johnson? Where'd he come from? What is he?
Well, he's been in the league for like 20 years.
He's been a long time.
He's been a backup for 20 years.
And immediately the other team just quit. It looks like that the Eagles came out with red shirts on, and that's how they played them. I mean, it was that run by Barkley. That was a classic scrimmage run right there. Just bump him, don't hurt him, you know, let him. Come on, man. What are you talking about? I can't be excited about the Eagles beating up on a team that laid down after three quarters almost, and they were winning. So I mean, they could have lost that game.
Let me tell you why.
Hugh's got it.
Let me tell you why. Because my coach used to always say, if a team is bad, you beat them because they're bad. And let's not, like, they tried to play. They tried to play until they figured out that the game was out of reach. And it's not so much about what the Commodores did. It's more about what the Eagles did. They executed. They went out there and they executed the game plan. Because let me tell you the truism about today, Steve, that, you know, we even though you might say that they're terrible, they're going to go get paid today. They're a professional football team.
Yeah.
And they're going to pick up their checks today, just like the Raiders picked up their checks last week. And and we've seen – just like the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing well, we've seen things changing immediately, quickly in the NFL.
Right.
So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, But there
but
is cause
three
to be.
Three and a half quarters, and they were down 10-7.
But it's still
a
cause to be
there,
excited. It's still a cause to be excited. That's all I'm trying
it's
to say.
It's a win. Yeah, you can't knock a win. And that's what happened in 23. Everybody said they were in this. They'll knock a win, and then they played good teams, and they lost.
So I do think, see, there's – I mean, you're right on that. But they only won one game down the stretch, if my memory serves, in 23.
Right.
They lost
also
a lot.
Lost to a two-win football
right.
team.
Right. They lost to bad teams. They only won one game on that Christmas Day against the Giants. They've won back-to-back games, and they've looked good doing it. Are these teams bad? Okay. Yeah. I mean, of course they're bad.
One last question
beat them
yeah.
they're
for
bad.
You.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get in the playoffs, you, and you don't play for three quarters, what's your odds of winning the game?
If you get in the playoffs and don't play for three quarters, you're probably not going to win.
Well, I mean, this is what I've been seeing the last couple of weeks with this team. And you know, 2 weeks in a row, they played garbage, and they just turned on the fourth quarter because the other team has
hold on.
Quit.
They kicked the Raiders' ass from start
yeah,
to finish.
Yeah. They did. That's the one you got to kind of, you know, give them the props.
So I think, and Steve, good phone call, man. And I understand the sentiment. I think we also have a little bit of misinterpretation of how the game went Saturday.
I don't recall it going the way Steve said.
Well,
it was
so
going.
Yes and no. So it was 10-7 Commanders at half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, We know why, right?
We got the fumble. Well, we fumbled at the beginning. We gave him the ball.
But the kicker. Who we'll get to. I mean, he left a lot of points on the board. He did. I mean, that's the reason they weren't winning at the half, or not even tied at the half, is the kicker. Second half, if my memory serves right, didn't it start with the Commanders of the ball? They have the pass over the middle to Treylon Burks, makes the catch, right? And then they hurry to the line because they were afraid the Eagles were going to challenge. Then the Eagles stop them three plays in a row. Mariota gets knocked out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles get the ball back. In the third quarter, they go on a long touchdown drive. It took up like the whole third quarter. They score to take the lead, and from there it was a rout. Right? So like it wasn't really three quarters. It was the Commanders held the lead at half. They had four plays to start the third quarter. Eagles stopped them. From there on, it was total dominance by the Eagles. They must have held the ball almost the entire time.
They wanted time of possession. They did what your offense is supposed to do.
Yeah, from four plays into the third quarter, right, they punted four plays. That it was a four-play drive by the Commanders. From then on, the score of the game was 22-8 over the next quarter and a half. I mean, yes, it was a choppy, ugly first half. The Eagles then died. But Kyle mentioned earlier, this was a lot of last year. I think we have like some sort of we've romanticized the way they played most of last season. The game looked like this a lot last year. It really did. The Eagles were kind of choppy in the first half, didn't score much, and then the second half, they just imposed their will. There was a turnover. They sacked the quarterback. They took the ball away. They ran it with Saquon. Jalen made a couple nice throws, and we go home. I mean, like that, they won a Super Bowl doing this last year. So that's why I think a lot of people are excited today.
Yeah, and like the whole, you know, play bad for three quarters type thing, the defense is the part of the team that sort of allows for you to be able to do that. They're going to keep these games close.
They're going to keep you in the game.
For as long as they can until eventually we have
footy, yeah.
Right. Like that, and that was the formula last year.
To kind of meet Steve in the middle, if they fumble the opening kickoff, if they miss three kicks in a playoff game, we're probably going home. Right. I get that. But in terms of the offense and defense, this is kind of who they are. I mean, this is what they're going to do. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
We're going to back-to-back bowls.
Back-to-back, Chris.
Not that hard to do, Hugh, for some of us.
Hey,
guys, we got our mojo back. I mean, we got bus driver Barkley behind the wheel. Most importantly, though, we got our big D back.
Mm.
Do you realize that our defense is number three in the NFL in points against? Like, this was the missing piece. Vic is definitely tuning up the race car, getting us ready, you know, to go down the main stretch here. And we got a healthy Jalen Carter coming back. I don't know. Guys, Hugh, I need to talk to you about some things, though, with this defense. Speaking of defense, because I need your brain here for a minute. Can you help me?
I got you.
So I hope you can talk a little bit about BG being moved inside, because he seems to be, like, fitting in perfectly where he's at in his career, because he's getting ridiculous amount of pressure and sacks at the rate per snap that he's playing. It's unbelievable. Speaking of which, he's at 79.5 sacks career-wise.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's not bad.
Well, you know who that means. It means one more. He passes someone on the all-time NFL list.
Yeah. So, Hugh.
Yes.
I don't want you to be in the rearview mirror, Butler, but listen, you've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this only you can decide this. Are you going to be Grinchy Cole, or is this pressure now going to make you into a diamond?
What are you talking about?
Brandon Graham's about to pass you on the all-time NFL sack list. He gets one more.
I am happy for Brandon. I did that in 10 seasons. I mean, it's. I mean, I did that in 10.
That was strong.
I mean, it's true. I'm not trying to
true,
be,
but strong.
You know, I'm not trying to, you know, Brandon got the longevity thing down. But, you know, sometimes the brightest stars burn the quick, burn out the fast.
So I just pulled up the list here. So Hugh Douglas, the official sack list, and they keep the numbers from 1960 on, right? So it's a long time in pro football. Hugh Douglas ranks 84th in the history of the game with 80 sacks. Brandon is right behind him. So what do we think here? As long as Hugh's still in the top 100? Yeah. What's that?
They don't show games played. They don't show games played. And Hugh, I get what you're saying.
Oh, no. And listen.
The sack number.
I mean,
listen. You can change this, Hugh. No, I'm not.
Come out of retirement.
You could. BG, you saw BG.
You can fall into one sack.
This is BG. Let me tell you, Chris. When I watch BG play, man, I smile a little bit inside. Because I know on some level I was the prototype for that player. They've improved on the model, but I was the prototype.
There were some kinks in the original.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, that all jokes aside, because when you look at me, you look at that Trent Cole, you look at BG, I'll even throw Nolan and those other young cats. I was the prototype. They just improved on the model.
I see what's going on here, guys. He's peacocking and taking credit.
Wait a minute,
for
I'm not
his work.
It actually is the best Hugh Douglas spin in a while.
I want to wish everyone, including y'all, even you, Grinchy Douglas, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Chris.
Have a good one.
Appreciate you, buddy. Good phone call. What do we think, Kyle? Once Hugh reaches when Hugh falls down the all-time sack list to like 100, is that when he's forgotten in the NFL annals?
Yeah, and
is that right?
Yeah. And then they have to take him out of the Eagles Hall of Fame.
That's the
That'll
end.
Be the last draw.
I'm not leaving.
All right, let's hear how it sounded. Saturday, the Eagles clinch the NFC's, the best of it, right here, the montage on WIP.
Is this the day an Eagles win comes with the crown in the NFC East? Merrill Reese and Quick at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland, as the 9-5 Eagles try to grab the brass ring against the 4-10 Washington Commanders. Kickoff coming down to Shipley. Gets a block from Covey, and the ball is knocked out of his hands. Let's see. Is it a fumble and recovered by Washington?
It is.
It is. The worst possible result. Mariota is back. He's looking. Still looking. Firing incomplete. And the field goal unit comes on.
Heck
so
of
the
a
Eagles
job.
Can take a big, deep breath. Hurts back. Fires. Complete. And running with the football is A.J. Brown. Turns the corner. And let's see where he's spotted out inside the 5-yard line. Hurts on second down. Rolls. Looks. Fires. Complete. Touchdown.
There are lots of ways to do it. You line up skinny Batman on a condensed split, a tight split. And he just outruns the cornerback to the end zone.
44-yard attempt for Jake Elliott to give the Eagles a 10-3 lead. And the kick is nope. No good. Mariota looks downfield. He lets it go deep down the left sideline. And it is caught. It is caught all the way down by Terry McLaurin.
And you know
and
that
he
that's
can break your
happen.
Back. Mariota again to Kroski Merritt. And he's pushing and shoving.
I didn't see the officials' hands go up.
Now you do.
Finally, they do.
And Washington leads 10-7. Can he hit this and tie the game at the head? Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is no good.
Miss it again.
Whoa! Offside defense.
A 5-yard penalty, which results in a first down.
And it's a first down.
But Jake, he just has to make that.
Here we go. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is...
Missed it.
He missed it again. He had plenty of distance, and it was no good. Well, Washington has 4 seconds to go, and they're going to be leading at halftime. Right now, it's 10-7. Hurts, sneaks, does not get in. But the tush push is becoming more difficult.
Yeah.
Last year, it was automatic. Hey, it is no longer automatic.
This is the National Football League. No matter what you do in time, there are going to be smart guys on the other side to figure out a way to stop what you do.
They had a first and goal at the one. First and goal at the one after a 16-yard penalty on a pass interference against the Commanders. And now here they are in a third down and goal from the 15. Hurts is looking. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He fires on the run. And it is caught. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. Johnson takes the snap. He drops. He's looking. Still looking. He fired the football and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by DeGene. Cooper DeGene with the pick. Barkley spinning forward, down across the five, and he is in for the touchdown. He takes it in.
Not to be denied.
Second and third effort. Hurts Steve Bigby. Does. He cuts back. He runs up the middle. He's got a first down. He's got a touchdown.
See ya.
Tank Bixby. The final score. The Eagles 29, Washington 18. The Philadelphia Eagles are champions of the NFC East for the second year in a row. And Dallas is eliminated.
Oh, I love Merrill throwing that in there at the end.
Dallas.
The other side of the coin. Also, Dallas is eliminated. And they go out and lose yesterday like a bunch of bums. So there.
What have I done to deserve this?
That is it. And look, no one here is surprised. I mean, maybe Hugh a little bit. But we raised the banner on this show. What was that, like 6-7 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you regret not coming to the banner celebration?
Nah.
You missed it.
Nah.
They weren't, to be honest.
They weren't playing well during that time.
But the objective.
They still went back to back.
They went back to back.
A while ago. And Joe's now 3-for-3.
Yep.
Calling these things.
The question is, what point of the Philly season am I calling the NL East next year? We'll find out.
Hopefully, it's for us.
Yes. Well, that's true. I haven't had to do that yet, and I don't look forward to that day. But you know what? We got to do. Juice is in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Juice.
Great day to be a Bears fan, right?
Absolutely. Back to back, Juice. It is awesome. What are you feeling this morning?
Okay, so real quick, two things. Right, one, the best game of the day was you versus Chris from Middletown. Did you check the fantasy out? You were down, Hugh, at going into the 4 o'clock games. So everybody's done playing, and the only game left is Detroit. Mm-hmm. You're losing. Gibbs scores the touchdown. It puts you up. He's got Amara St. Brown, who scores, and they call it back. So the game's over, and you're still off 4 points. He's got his kicker going. His kicker outscores you. You lose by 4.
So I'm looking at it right now. So, yeah, so Juice is describing the semifinals of the Midday Show Fantasy League. So we have a 99% chance of it being me against Chris from Middletown in the final.
Right?
It was almost me against you, Hugh, as Juice was just describing, and then you blew it.
4 points.
You blew it in
That's
the 4 o'clock window.
I like my coach. My coach, JoJo, did a good job this year.
He's not on the hot seat then?
No, he's not on the hot seat.
Well, he made it to the playoffs. Yeah,
he made it to the playoffs. JoJo did a good job. We commend him for that. You know, I was off doing, you know, other things.
Yeah.
You know, I had other endeavors that I was working on, but I was always locked into my team.
Mm-hmm. Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
I mean, we have to keep it honest, though. I can rip JoJo for this, Hugh. He sat Stephon Diggs last night. He cost you.
He did.
22.8 points.
We're not going to rip JoJo.
Now, you guys consulted on this, I'm sure?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We talked about
it. So I can blame you for it.
We talked about this at length the other day.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Go ahead, Juice.
So he had a rough one yesterday because he lost to me in that money league.
Tough day.
Rough one. Yeah. And I think the reason he started Ibuka is because he's got the hookup with him and Baker, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at that, too, because if he starts things, they win.
All right.
So, yeah. But anyway, Eagles point. So I was looking at the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs are pretty much set. The Lions are the only team they can get in, and they have to win out and hope Green Bay loses out.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's going to happen, but whatever. And then you have the South, which will be decided probably the last day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, the Bears are inexperienced. The Seahawks are inexperienced. The Niners aren't really that good. They beat up on bad teams. I can point out every team but the Rams. It feels like we're on a collision course with the Rams. Hopefully it stays the way it is, because then they come here to play us if they're the wild card.
So here, one thing on the Rams that I think is interesting, and I tend to agree with you that they're the ones I would fear the most, and it could be a collision course. But if it stays the way it is right now, which is the Eagles as the 3 seed, and the Rams in that either 1 or that 5, right, that range, we would avoid them just based on the way the seedings work. We wouldn't see them till the title game. So I like that, too. It gives us a chance to go beat the Niners, beat the Bears, and then maybe play the Rams to go to the Super Bowl.
Right, so we're going back-to-back. I'm just saying. So real quick before I get off, I just wanted to tell you guys, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday. And I know that I'm kind of self-bragging, but Christmas is my birthday, so I'm going
to
enjoy
it. Happy birthday,
Juice. Birthday.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Juice. We appreciate it. Yeah, that a little recap on the Fantasy League. It sounds like it's me and Chris in the final because Hugh Douglas blew it yesterday.
Congratulations, man. We'll be back next year. JoJo, you did a good job.
I'm not sure if he'll be back. I mean, the kid carried your team. And
I mean,
for being real.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Semantics. Semantics. JoJo will be back next year.
Yeah, it's not really semantics.
It's not.
It is. I'm a GM. I had other endeavors.
You
that
did
I was
nothing.
On. You
did.
Know, I was working. I was trying to get me a Yakuta.
Name me two of your players yesterday.
You're an absentee.
A-Chain was on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And who was my quarterback? Baker was my quarterback.
You did it. So you named two. I'm proud. Alex in Chicago's up. What's up, Alex?
Hello. How are you?
Good, Alex. What's up?
Happy holidays to everyone.
You too, Alex. What's going on?
Okay, so I just want to make a quick point about the two-point conversion,
mm-hmm.
okay, because I've been thinking.
You've been thinking about it a lot.
For 2 days.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's cool. I just thought it was funny.
Alex, I have too. Thought about it for hours.
No, you were like, talk it out with us. Talk to us. Okay. Talk to us about it. You got it.
I live in Chicago, so I got to talk to everybody, you know, all my friends. So here's the thing. If the roles were reversed, the number one I'm going to preface this with, if you can predict, not you, but if one can predict the future in football and say who's going to win, I can't have this argument. Just hang up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Washington returns the kickoff after the Eagles score that last touchdown to get 2 points, now the game's changed. They're up, they're, you know, if they'll go for the 1 point. So if the roles were reversed, everybody on the Eagles sideline would be like, man, we got a chance at this. Let's do this. We got 4 minutes left. We need a touchdown and a field goal. So anybody who wants to argue that he shouldn't have done it, I just don't get it. I don't get it. You go to win a game. You're the head coach. You make your decision. Now, if there's a little sidebar where maybe, our kicker's whatever, needs a little headshot, then you do that. And you add that to your reason, but in your head, not tell everybody. But the coach is the boss of that team. He says what he says. You go do it. And you win football games. Let's go, Birds. Love you guys. I got to get back to work. Have a good day.
You too, Alex. Appreciate it. All right, so we're going to unpack the whole two-point conversion thing and the Commanders thing. My thought, watching it live, I did not think the Eagles were running up the score. I've never thought of a team running up the score with a two-point conversion. To me, running up the score is still trying, throwing the ball, which your first team offense when you're up multiple scores late in the fourth quarter. One or two, right? An extra point kick or two is not running up the score. It is literally a point. Did I think there was any way the Commanders with Josh Johnson were going to score three times in 4 minutes? I didn't, but I never know. Yeah. I think the Commanders overreacted. I mean, that's my biggest take was, are they really that mad over it? Really? So we'll unpack it all. We'll let you hear what Dan Quinn said.
Yes, obviously they were.
I mean, they were hot over the whole thing.
Dan Quinn was like, yeah, we'll see him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, see the Eagles back. I was popping in a couple weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. There also was probably some little Jake Elliott to that as well. Maybe keep him off the field there and don't have him miss another one going into the second to last week of the season. All right, we will have Merrill Reese coming up with us next. His thoughts on the team, this accomplishment, where they're going, and what did he think when the two-point conversion happened? His take on it as he was calling it live, and all your phone calls as well. It's the Midday Show celebrating back-to-back NFC's titles, and we look ahead to what this team could accomplish the rest of the season on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tis the season. We boosted on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting for you in the app to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next, and it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot broader, Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.